Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dell Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The right fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shandy Anst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli fires to first and has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Shandy Anst, who tags Thompson for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Connell moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Logan moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell fires to first and has Mays trapped. There's the throw to O'Connell who tags Mays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Bill Bruton. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Bobby Thompson now playing center field. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cole pinch hits for Bob Buell. Dick Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Crone now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum strikes out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Crandall for a passed ball. Spencer moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Antonelli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields the ball and throws to Crone covering. Safe. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 3 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.